Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, the last word on Daf Samach Beis, and the Gemara goes back to a previous memory that we mentioned, 18 lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis, and the Gemara states, Gufa, Amrab Ami, that Rab Ami stated, Zivech, Bekite, Venisech, Behelom Echad, Enechai, Velachas, that if Reuven serves an Avedah Zorah, B'Shoigeg, and he shechs, and he's Makter, and he's Menasech, Behelom Echad, then he would only be Chayiv, one Karban Chatos, and let's remember that this was only according to the second Lashon that we saw, where Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said over that there was a different brisa that Rabbi Zakkai taught in front of Rabbi Yechon. However, of course, as we saw, when Rabbi Zakkai first taught a brisa to Rabbi Yechon that stated Zivir v'kita v'nisach v'shtachva v'alom echad einu chayiv elachas, and according to the first Lashon of the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yechon told him puk tani lebra, that it's not a genuine brisa, as we hold that once a person serves an avodah zarah b'shoigeg and he does multiple and as we already saw, that when the Pasuk states in Pashas Yisrael in Aseret Sedibros, Leisishtachve Leisavdeim, that we learn that Leisishtachve is L'chalik Yotzeis, and therefore it teaches us that one that serves Avodah Zarah and he does multiple Avodahs Behelem Echad, and he Mechayiv multiple Kabbonahs, and therefore our Gemara begins, Om Abaya, the Abaya is my time with Rabbi Ami, that what is the reason for Rabbi Ami, and as Rashi points out, the less leishtachavah lechalik yotzes, the lemaisa. Why doesn't he learn that when the Torah states leishtachavah, that it's coming lechalik, and it's coming to tell you that you be chayiv multiple kabbonos even behelam echad? And Abaye explains as umakra, as the pasuk in Pashas Yisrael in the Aseret Sedibros states leishtachavah lehem, and then it states leisa avdeim. And since the Torah used the lashon leisa avdeim in order to teach us about all avodos, so akasu asan kulan avodachas, so the Torah specified that all the Avodas are considered one Avodah when being Mechayiv someone Karbonos, and if someone does multiple Avodas Behelam Echad, they would only be Chayiv one Karbon. And Rashi points out, Leisa Avdim Kolon Kulon Ke'echad, Veleisa Avdim Yisari Ksivi, Vedashin Chad Min Avalachi, and there are multiple times where the Torah used the Lashon Veleisa Avdim, and as we will see, at least according to Rabbi Ami, he will use one of the phrases of Leisa Avdim to teach us that if someone serves an Avizar B'Shegeg and he does multiple Avodas Behelam Echad, that he's only going to be chayiv one carbon chatas. Now it's very important to note that lechir we just mentioned a stira, as now we stated that from the word leisa avdeim hakasav asan kulan avida achas, and previously stated that since the pasuk states leisa shtachav lehem, based on the klal of kol dov shoyi b'klal v'yotza min haklal lo laman al atzmi yotza el laman al klal kul yotza, we explained that shtachavoya is lechalik yotzeis, and if so, there seems to be a stira in these drashos. However, in a moment we will see that Rashi explains that certainly Rabbi Ami doesn't learn that the Pasuk Leishtachav Lehem is coming L'chalek, and it's actually coming L'lav Yotzeis, and it's telling us that although generally when you serve an Avodah Zarah, you'd be Chayiv Karis, and you'd be Chayiv Karis, however, if someone's Leishtachav L'Avodah Zarah, then although certainly if he does so B'mezid, and he had Asra, he'd be Chayiv Skila, but if he does so B'mezid without Asra, he would not be Chayiv Karis, and he does so B'shoigig, and he would not be Chayiv Karbin. And as we brought down the Machlekes between Rabbi Yesi and Rabbi Nosson on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, B'negei the Isurim of Shabbos, and as we saw, there was a machlekes if Avar L'lav Yotzeis, as Rabbi Yesi taught us, and Rabbi Nosson taught us L'chalik Yotzeis, and similarly, Rabbi Ami holds that Shtachavoya is L'lav Yotzeis and not L'chalik Yotzeis. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Omid, Hochi Gassinon, Om Rabbi Ami Zivech V'kita V'nisech Behelam Echad V'loi Gassinon V'Shtachavo, the Shtachavo L'lav B'chal Shavoydasi, as certainly there's no question that Shtachavoya is not part of the rest of Avodas, that Kochach Lesel Rabbi Ami Shtachavo L'chalik Yotzeis, Minukama in a chayv el achas, as we just explained, and therefore ishtachve is a lav yotzeis, and if so, there is no korban if someone is mishtachve to an avodah zarah b'shoigeg. And before we continue, let's keep in mind that when we brought down a similar memra on the Samach Beis Amud Aleph with Tony Reb Zakkai Kamed Reb Yechron Zivech v'kita v'nisech v'ishtachve b'alom echad in a chayv el achas, we were gurus to lashu b'ishtachve, and Ayin and Taisis who discusses this and discusses this point in depth. And the Gemara now continues, is it possible that Abaye explained that the pshat in Rab Ami is based on the pasuk leisa avdeim hakos vason kulon avid achas? But va'omah Abaye, and as we will see, Abaye will argue on this point to Rab Ami, and he will hold that zivich v'kita v'nisach b'harom echad, that you would be chayiv multiple kabbonos. As Abaye taught us shol shtachavos b'avidis kechavim lomba, and as we will see in Rashi, there are three times b'negei avid zara that the term mentions the lashon shtachavoya, and we learn out achas l'chadach daka, ba'achas l'shloika daka, ba'achas l'chalek. That one of the lashonos of ishtachavoy teaches us that if someone serves an avodah zarah by bowing down to it, and that is the standard avodah, and that's the derech to serve that avodah zarah, that he will be chayim misa. And similarly, we learn that if someone serves avodah zarah and he does so to an avodah zarah with shloika daka, then he would also be chayim misa. And from the last time that it says lashon ishtachavoy, we learn that it's teaching us l'chalek yatzeis, and it teaches us that if someone performs multiple avodahs to an avodah zarah and he does so b'shogeg and b'helam echad, they would still be chayim multiple korbanos. Clearly, Abaye argues on Rabami, and the Gemara answers Einachinami that Abaye doesn't hold like Rabami, but Ledvar Rabami Kama Vilele Svirle, that although Abaye doesn't hold like Rabami, but he was just explaining how Rabami would learn this pasuk, and he teaches us that the pasuk states Lo Se'avdeim Hakasav Asan Kulan Avida Achas. And as we already pointed out, according to Rabami, the last mention of Shtachavoya is not coming to teach us L'chalik Yatzeis, and it's coming to teach us L'lav Yatzeis. And if someone bows down to Avida Zarah, they would only have a lav, and if they did so b'mezid without asra, they would not be chayiv kares, and if they did so b'shoigeg, they would not be chayiv a carbon. Although clearly, based on the pasuk in Re'ei of Oitesis Ishahu, Oitesis Ishahi, Asha Asu Asadavar Azeh, El Sharecha, Asa Isha Isha Isha, Uskatum Avon Vamesu, that certainly if he bowed down to an Avida Zarah, and he did so b'mezid be'idin b'asra, then he certainly would be chayiv skila. Na'in Rashi, Dibu Maskel Shol Shishtach Avois, and where do we find these psukim? The first pasuk in Pashas Yisrael in the Aseres HaDibros, Leisa Shtachav Elohim V'Leisa Avdeim. The second mention is in Pashas Mishpatim, Leisa Shtachav Elohim V'Leisa Avdeim V'Leisa Asa Kemaseim Gehoris Taharseim V'Shabi Teshabi Matzavoyseim. The third mention is in Pashas Kisisa, Ki Leisa Shtachav Elohim Ki Hashem Kana Shemoi Kel Kanahu. And Rashi points out that although we also find another lashon of Shtachavoy in Dibros Achreinis in Pashas Veschanon L'Choshev, we don't count that, Daduri Kam Hadli Moshe Yisrael, Masha Sham B'Sinai, as in that case, Moshe is just repeating exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him at Sinai, and therefore we can't learn anything out of that pasuk. And let's keep in mind that certainly the pasuk mentioned the Lashon Leisa Avdei multiple times, and that was the basis for Abaye's Limud according to Rab Ami, that Kosav Asan Kulon Avida Achas, and if so, what does Abaye do with this extra word of Leisa Avdei? And Rashi explains, L'dvar Rab Ami Kama, Abaye Lahach Josh of Leisa Avdei, Avla Abaye Leisvirle, Umukum Leilavi Yisiri, since Abaye already learned that the word Leisa Shtachav Elohim is teaching us L'chalik Yatzeis, and therefore he couldn't learn the word Leisa Avdeim like Rab Ami, and therefore the extra pasuk of Leisa Avdeim is coming to teach us extra Lavim. And Rashi states, as we already explained, Rab Ami Mukri Lahach Shtachavoy Eloim L'lav Yatzeis, as Rab Ami learns the extra Lashon Leisa Shtachav to teach us L'lav Yatzeis, and he doesn't learn L'chalik Yatzeis, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Gufa, we just mentioned the memory of Abaye, that Om Abaye Shol Shtachavoyis Pavidis Kichavim Lomo, Achas L'chadaka, V'achas L'shloikadaka, V'achas L'chalik, and the Gemara is L'chadaka, that how can you say that one of the terms of Shtachavoya is coming to teach us as an istah to bow down to an Avodah Zarah, if it's a derech of that Avodah Zarah, but the Gemara is Me'icha Yavda Goyim Ha'ilan Afka, we already know it from the Pasuk in Pashas Re'ei that tells us that we should not do like the Goyim did, and certainly that Pasuk Re'ei tells us that any Avodah which is the derech for a specific Avodah Zarah, that's also to do so, therefore we wouldn't need a Pasuk by Yishtachavaya to teach us L'chadaka. Why would we need three psukim? And the Gemara responds that in the Chanami, that if you bow down to an Avodah Zarah, where it's the derech to serve that Avodah Zarah by bowing down to it, then certainly you'd be Chayim Misa from the Pasuk of Eicha Yavdu Agoyim Eilah El Achas Kedaka V'Shloi Kedaka. And one Pasuk B'negei Yishtachavaya teaches us that let's say you're bowing down to an Avodah Zarah, where it's normal to do certain Avodahs to this Avodah Zarah, which is derech Kavod, then the Pasuk teaches us you'd be Chayim for Yishtachavaya, since it's derech Kavod. And if we would only have one pasuk, then we would say that the only time that you chayiv yishtachavoya, even if it's not the derech, is only because you serve this avodah zarah derech kavod, and yishtachavoya is also derech kavod. But let's say you're serving avodah zarah, where the standard way to serve that avodah zarah is derech bezayin. So one may think that if someone serves it by doing yishtachavoya, then he would not be chayiv misa, and therefore the pasuk tells us that you'll still be chayiv misa. And finally, the third mention of yishtachavoya is achas l'chalik, and the pasuk teaches us that if someone serves an avodah zarah b'shogeg and he does multiple avodahs b'helam echad, they would still be chayiv multiple korbanos. Before we continue, let's just read Rashi inside l'chadaka v'shloi kedaka sheshtach v'hi l'hach avodahs k'chavim kedaka v'shloi kedaka k'goin shedaka l'avi derech kavod v'loi b'shtach v'ya v'iksiv chad l'yav ha'mebinon elikai gavno al m'shtach v'lo That the only time that there's a chiv if it's shloi kedaka is only by avodas prim or by yishtach avaya. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah daf samach and beis hamakabel lov laha ha'imeloi eliata, or as we brought a girsa of ha'imeloi eliata. Our Gemara begins Amram Nachman Amram Bavua Amram Rav Kivin sha'amaloi eliata chayiv, that once someone says to avodas zara that you are my God, then he'll be chayiv. And the Gemara asks lemai, that what does he mean that you'll be chayiv? Ilik tala, if he's saying that if he does so b'mezid, that he'll be chayiv misa, masisin he, then what is Rav adding to the Mishnah? As the Mishnah already taught us, ha'makabal ha'belha, ha'im le'e eliyata de'is chayiv. And therefore the Gemara explains, el l'karbin, that in a chenami, when Rav Nachman stated the name of Rav Bavu and the name of Rav, kivin sham le'e eliyata chayiv, and this refers to someone that goes in front of avodah zarah and says eliyata, and he does so b'shoigeg, and even though he didn't do a maisa, and he didn't do an avodah, he only stated eliyata, they still be chayiv a carbon. And before we continue, let's point out that in Masechtas Krisis on Daf Zayin and Aleph, there's a machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Kiva. Benigay is someone that's megadef and curses Hashem, and he does so b'shoigeg, and the shaila is if he would be chayiv a carbon or not. And Rabbi Kiva holds that they would be chayiv a carbon, and Rabban and Acholik, and they say inim every carbon to be inim maisa, as they require a maisa. And the Gemara is bothered that although we have a klal that lochk Rabbi Kiva mechaveroi, however we have a klal v'loy mechaverov. And therefore, l'chiru, we pass like Rabbanon, and therefore, if there's no Maisa, then someone should not be chayiv a carbon. And if so, the Gemara is, v'afil Rabbanon, that's mashma from Rav, that he's stating this as a psak, and he's stating that you're going to be chayiv, and this would go even l'chiru Rabbanon. And the Gemara is, v'atanya, but we learned in a b'raisa, b'nigeya, v'idizora, that in a chayiv, el al dov sheish by Maisa, k'goyin zivuach, v'kito, v'nisuch, v'ishtachavoya, that since b'nigeya, chiyuv chatos, the pasuk and pasuk by Yikra states, v'osa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem alei. Therefore, the only way you're going to be chayiv a carbon is if you did a maisa. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us that the only way you'll be chayiv a carbon is only if you shecht or you mekata or menasech or ishtachva in front of avodah zarah. V'amri Shlokish man tana ishtachavoy Rabbi Kivi, and Rabbi Shlokish explained that who's the tana of this Braisa that stated that you'll be chayiv to be in carbon even if you mishtachva for avodah zarah, that's going with Rabbi Kiva. The Oma, as Rabbi Kiva learns in Masechtas Krisas al Dav Zayin, benegei megadef that loy be in a maisa, that there's no requirement for full-fledged maisa, and even though the pasuk states, but also achas b'kol mitzvah Hashem alikav, but akim esvasav is enough of a maisa to be mechayev a carbon. Therefore, certainly Rabbi Kiva would hold that if someone bows down to an avodah zarah, even though there's no major maisa, but the maisa you'll be chayev a carbon. And mechlal, and from the words Reish Lakish is muchach, the Rabbanan savri be'in a maisa, that Rabbanan hold that we require a full-fledged maisa. And if the Rabbanan don't even hold that hashtachavoy is considered enough of a maisa, as even though he bowed down, but Kfifus Kaima is not enough of a Maisa to be Mechayev a carbon, and certainly if someone just states Eliyata, that should not be enough to be Mechayev a carbon. And the Gemara answers that in the Chanami, Ki Kama Rav Nami, Rabbi Kiva Kama, that in the Chanami, when Rav stated this din, he was only stating this din according to Rabbi Kiva, and in the Chanami, Rabbanon would argue, and they would hold that if someone said Eliyata, that it would not be Chayev a carbon. However, the Gemara now is, Rabbi Kiva Pshita, Haina Megadev, the Lechur, if this din of Rav is going only with Rabbi Kiva, then why would Rav even have to tell us his din if we already know this din from the Shita of Rabbi Kiva in Masechtas Krisis B'negei Megadev? And as Rabbi Kiva taught us that if someone's Megadev, that even though there's only a Kima Svasov, they're still going to be Chayiv a Karbin. Therefore, the Chur, it's Pashut, that B'negei Avodah Zarah, if someone says Eliyata, that they would also be Chayiv a Karbin. The Gemara answers that Ma'ur Tema Ad Kanleim Kud Mechayiv Rabbi Kiva Karbin El B'Megadev T'chsib Be'Karis, that maybe although Rabbi Kiva states that a person that is megadev and he does so b'shoigeg, that he's going to be chayiv a carbon, that is because in Pasha Shlach, where the Torah speaks about someone that's megadev and he does so b'mezid, that he's chayiv karis, right beforehand, the Torah speaks about a person that does an aver b'shoigeg and is chayiv a carbon. Quite possibly, that's why Rabbi Kiva learns that even though someone's megadev and is only a kibbutz svasov, they would still be chayiv a carbon. However, aval hacha b'negei avodah zarah, the lake sibbe karis, that doesn't say the din of Kares right next to where it tells us the chiyuv of carbon. So imloy, so maybe this chiddush would not apply. Possibly even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if a person serves avodah zarah b'akima svasov and he only says eli ata and he does so b'shegeg, they would not be chayav a carbon and kamash one, and therefore Rav is mechadish to us the skoshi iskish that there's a hekish between zvicha and if someone only says eli ata the chsiv and as the pasuk by the eagle in Pasha Kisisa tells us v'yishtachav uloi v'yizbuch uloi v'yomru eli lehech Yisrael, and therefore we learn that just like if someone does shchita for avodah zarah b'shegeg that yichayev a chatas, so if someone says eli lehech Yisrael in front of avodah zarah and he does so b'shegeg, he will also be chayev a chatas. Before we continue, it's important to note that when Rabbi Akiva uses a lashon of loy be'in the maisa, he doesn't mean that there's no requirement for any maisa, but as Rashi says in Masechtas Krisis, the loy be'in a maisa rabba ela maisa zuta, and the Gemara continues, and the Gemara just quoted the pasuk in Pashkisisa b'negeda eagle that states saru maher min aderech asher sivisa ma'asu lehem eagle masecha v'yishtachvu loy v'yizbuchu loy v'yemu eagle elohech Yisrael asher alucha me'eretz Mitzrayim, instead of saying asher halcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, which is a lashon yachid, which we mashma that the eagle brought us up from Eretz Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael said, "Asher lucha me'eretz Mitzrayim," which is a lashon rabim that they brought us up from Eretz Mitzrayim. And therefore, our Gemara continues, "Omer Biechron el Mali Vav Sheba Lucha Neskayvu Sheim Shel Yisrael Klia." With some agers, Neskayvu Seinim Shel Yisrael Klia, which is the standard lashon when we use lashon Saginar. And Lemaisa Rabbi Biechron teaches us that if not for the fact that Klal Yisrael added in a vav in halucha, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu would have destroyed Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael was saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu had nothing to do with bringing them out of Mitzrayim, and as Rashi says, the lekafru by Kadosh Baruch Hu lugamri shere shatfu b'dova achar. However, the Gemara continues ketanoi that this would be based on machlekes tanaim, as achirim imrim, and generally achirim refers to Ramea el moli vav shabalucha neschayvu rishayim or neschayvu seneim shel Yisrael klia, which is exactly like Rabbi Yechonon taught us. And Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai responded to Ramea or to achirim, v'loy kolam shatru shem shemayim v'dova achar. But the mice, we know that if someone does shitov, then they're going to be nekum in ilam, and they'll be uprooted from the world. As the pasuk in Pash Mishpatim says, and therefore shitov is also so terrible, and how can you say that that would be better? And therefore, Zokrab Shem Bayechai, El Mat Hamaloyma Ashalucha, She'ivu Elohus Habe, that he desired multiple gods, and he didn't just want to serve one god. And Einachanami, the pasuk is telling us about the terrible act that Klal Yisrael did by making the eagle and by saying Eilel Lehech Yisrael. And Rashi states She'ivu Laluhus Habe Af Laluhus Achirim V'Kiblu Aleim, and they will cobble those gods as well. Ayin Intezi Diva Maschol Kol Mishatv Shem and Shemayim Leidomi Lahodich Siv Cherev Lashem V'Legidon, which is a pasuk in Shavtim V'Chein, and also the pasuk in Chukas that states Dubana Bashem Ubach the Loi Osel B'Midol Ahus, as of course Shitov is only referring to someone that's Mishatv HaKadosh Baruch Hu with something else as gods. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Beis that stated Avraham Megafe from Menashe from Mechabe from Rabbi from Rachis from Sach from Malbish from Manel. Then although these avodas are done derech kavod, but if they're performed for an avodah zarah where it's not the derech of that avodah zarah, then they would not be chayev skila. They would only be oivan aleisa say. And the Mishnah then stated Haynoidu b'shmoi v'amekayim b'shmoi, which Rashi explained that someone makes a neder in the name of avodah zarah or he makes a shvur in the name of avodah zarah oiv b'aleisa say. Once again, he will not be Chayim Misa, and he will only be Oyvan Alisa say, and as Rashi brings down the Mishnah from the Pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim that states, V'chol Shemati Aleichem Tishameru, V'shem Elohim Achirim Leisaskiru, Leisham Alpicha, and our Gemara now begins, Ki Osir Avdimi Amr Abelazah, when Abdimi came from Eretzol, he said over the name of Abelazah, Alkum Leikah Chutzman Neidu Bishmoy, V'amekayim Bishmoy, that all the first dinim of the Mishnah, where it stated you'll only be Oyvan Alisa say, then you will be Chayim Malkus. However, if someone's Neidu Bishmoy, or Mekayim Bishmoy, he will not be Chayim Malkus. And the Gemara explains, Maishna Hanoid Bishmoy, Vamakai Mishmoy Doli Loki, Mishnun Dhavi Lav Shem Bemaisa. It must be because it's Lav Shem Bemaisa. And as we know, it's a cloud that Lav Shem Bemaisa ain't like in love. And the Gemara therefore is, the Hani Nami Lav Shem Beklolois, that the case of Megafe, Menashe, Mechabi, Merabits, Merachets, Vasacha, Malbish, Ramano, should also not be Chayim Malkus, as they're all Lav Shem Beklolois, as they are all learned from the same Lav. And therefore, one that performs any of these Avoidois and it's done Shalikudaka should not be Chai Malkus, and as the Gemara states, Ve'in Leikin Alav Shebeklolis, and the Tanya and the Gemara will now bring a Brisa, we will show an example of Lav Shebeklolis, as the Gemara will dash in multiple drushes from the Pasuk and Pashkadoshim that states, Leisechlo Al Adam, and the first drusha is, Minayin Leichim and Abahim, Akkadim Shetay that how do we know that if someone shechs an animal and he's about to die, but it's still writhing around, that if one eats from that animal, then it'll be over and alive. Another thing that we learn out of the same pasuk is that a kohen cannot eat from basar kachim even after it was nishchat, and even if they had completely died, if the dam of that animal is still in the mizrak and the zrikos hadam was not done. And the Gemara continues with the third drasha. Now, how do we know that we don't make a suda zavra relatives of someone that was killed by bezin, and it's based on the pasuk leseichel al adam? And as Rashi states, she'im mavrin as havelim berchava kederach shem mavrin havelim besuda rishayim mishal achirim kedamim meir katan. As the pasuk states, al adam al nitzach. Rashi is bothered that how do we know that it's talking about someone that's killed by bezin? Maybe it means someone that was just killed, and if someone's murdered, you would not make a suda zavra. And zok Rashi misvar mekmin law aruge bezin shenharagin al avinam shlo yinagu bem kavim mishin kapara. And therefore, you don't do a suda zavra in order not to be noye covered for the mace. In this way, this person that was chayiv mises bezin will receive this additional kapara. And keep in mind, this fits in with the gemara that we previously learned that if someone is killed through bezin, then the family does not to shiva. And the gemara continues with the fourth limud. Rabbi Kiva, imem minayim sanhedrin shahagus anefesh in toim and klum kolay sayayim. That how do we know that sanhedrin that killed a person does not taste anything that entire day, and they would fast from after they killed the person until the night? Once again, we learn this out from the same pasuk. And the fifth drasha is Rabbi Yechon Omar Azar ben Sarah Meir Minayin. Although certainly we know the Torah tells us that we have to kill ben Sarah Meir, but certainly in ancient Elam Kim Azirin, and where do we find Azara? And we learn it from this pasuk as well. And as Rashi on the bottom of the Amud states, that one should not eat that type of achila that he would be killed on. And as we know, ben Sarah Meir is killed based on what he ate and what he drank. And the Gemara therefore continues, that lemaisa you wouldn't get malchus on any of these five limudim because all these surim are learned from the same pasuk and they're lav shebeklolis and in leikel aleim. Because of this question that was asked on Rav Dimi, so the Gemara tells us elaki asu Ravin on Rabbi Elazar, that ultimately when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he also said over the member of Rabbi Elazar, and he said just the opposite, dal kulan in leika on all these surim in the Mishnah you not receive malchus, as the lav shebeklolis chutzman neidu b'shmoi v'amekayim b'shmoi, and on those you would receive malchus. And the Gemara asks, maishna hanach the leilaki, and why would you not get malchus for being megafeif menashek mechabed merabes etc. Must be the havli lav shebeklolis. And if so, the Gemara asks, hani nami lav sheim b'maisinenu. The case of neidu b'shmoi and mekayim b'shmoi are both cases of lav sheim b'maisa, and we know that lav sheim b'maisa in like and love. And the Gemara answers, hahuk Rabbi Yehuda that inach nami. The Rabbi Elazar is going like the sheet Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar lav sheim b'maisa like and love. And if someone is neidu b'shmoi or mekayim b'shmoi, they would receive malchus, as Rabbi Yehuda holds lav sheim b'maisa is like and love. And where do we see the sheet Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, b'negei neisa, b'negei the Kohen Pesach, as the pasuk states in Pashas Boi, v'leisaseru menu ad beka by neisim menu ad beka be'ish tisreifu. And the Brisa teaches us ba'akos l'itin asei achaleisasei loim hashein like and love. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Torah teaches us that neisa is a lav shenitu lasei, and the Torah tells us that if you perform this lav instead of getting malchus, the way to fix it up is by burning the meat the next day. And we notice a cloud that lav shenitu lasei ain't like and love, and as Rashi states at the top of Sabbath Kanola Bays, loy mishein like love, the mashmash is out in shishalav, shemaisiru yisufenu v'yipata, that if you do leave over any of the Karim Pesach, then you should burn it, and then you'll be pata, and you'll not be chai malchus. And ayin Rashi misech the shvuas on Daf Kanola Bays, ach loysa se im seisiv vata lav, be'ish the sufenu nitgras kosu, ba se ze, ma incha shishalav in loyma, ze unchoi v'takonis av rosa yisufenu. However, our brisa continues on Daf Sabbath Kanola Bays, Rabbi Yaakov Imben, Rabbi Yaakov argues in Rabbi Yehuda, and he states, Leimen Hashem Uzeh, that the reason why you're not going to be Chayim Malchus is not because it's Lava Nitiklasei, El Mishum Dehavid Lav Sheim B'maisa, as by leaving over Karim Pesach, you left it alone, and you didn't eat it, and you didn't do a Maisa, and therefore the reason why you're part of Malchus, El Mishum Dehavid Lav Sheim B'maisa, V'chol Lav Sheim B'maisa, in like love, and by the fact Rabbi Yehuda did not state the reason Rabbi Yaakov, and instead he explained that the reason why you don't receive Malchus by Neisa is because it's Lava Nitglasei, so Michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda Sava, like in love, and therefore it's Muchach, the Rabbi Yehuda hold that by Lav Shein Blay Meisa, you would receive malchus, and that's why Rabban taught us in the name of Rabbi Elazar that chutzman anedu b'shmoi v'abmekayim b'shmoi, and even though it's a lav shein b'maisa, but since he's going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, therefore you would receive malchus. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah hanedu b'shmoi v'abmekayim b'shmoi arizel b'leisasei, and the Gemara is hanedu b'shmoi v'abmekayim b'shmoi minolad. And where do we find this lav? And the Gemara brings a brisa, the Tanya, and as we learn to the brisa, and the limud will be from the second part of the brisa, but the brisa dashes the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim that states v'chol she mati aleichem tishameru v'shem aleichem achirim leisaskiru leishom al picha. And the brisa teaches us that when the pasuk states v'shem aleichem achirim leisaskiru, the pasuk is teaching us not to mention the name of avodah zarah, and therefore leyoyim adam lechaveru shmar li b'tzad avodah zarah in plainness, that you should wait for me and I'll meet you at the side of this avodah zarah. And as the Bachi adds in v'ani eshmal chab b'tzad avodah zarah plainness, or to say that I will wait for you at a specific avodah zarah. And there's an issur to use an avodah zarah as a landmark. The brisa continues that when the pasuk states lo yisham al picha, it teaches us shlo yida b'shmoi v'lo yikayim b'shmoi, that this shows us that it's also to make a neder using the name of avodah zarah, or to make a shvuah using the name of avodah zarah. And the brisa also tells us that similarly v'lo yigrim l'achirim shiyidru b'shmoi v'yikayim b'shmoi, they should also not cause other people to make a neder or a shvuah using the name of avodah zarah. And the Gemara continues dava acher lo yisham al picha azara l'mesis l'mediach, that this is an azara for a mesis of mediach. And as we will learn, mesis refers to someone that convinces a yachid to do avodah zarah, and mediach is someone that convinces an entire town to do avodah zarah, and he creates an eran adachas. The Gemara now is, how can you say that this pasuk is coming as an azara for mesis? But behedik sebei, we already know that the pasuk tells us in pasuk a v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiron v'lo yisifu lasis kadava ra'azeh b'kirbecha. And therefore the Gemara states el azara l'mediach te'in echidami, this pasuk of l'yisham al picha is only coming as an azara for someone that goes and convinces the town to serve avodah zarah. And the Gemara now goes back to the previous case, as the brisa states v'le'igrim l'achirim shiyidru b'shmoi v'shiyikayim b'shmoi, and it's also for a person to cause someone else to make a neder or shvuah using the name of avodah zarah. And the Gemara explains m'seyei le'lavu d'shmuel, that this is actually raya to the din of the father of Shmuel, the amavu d'shmuel also l'adam shiyasa shutfus amavichavim, that it's also for a Jew to become a shutif with a guy. And the reason is shemi yischayv le'shvuah v'nidbe b'shem avodah z'kichavim shalai, as maybe the guy will be chayev to make a shvuah to the Yisrael, and the guy will make a shvuah using the name of avodah zarah v'atayra emro le'yisham al picha. And as the brisa stated, that he will be evil le'yigrim l'achirim shiyidru b'shmai v'yishayikayim b'shmai. And the Gemara continues ki asa ula, when ula came to Bavel bas bil kalbonoi, and Rashi states lon bo'isa ir v'hi nikras al shem avodah z'kichavim shaba, and amalei Ravan, Rava said to ula v'hecha basmar, where did you stay? And amalei b'kal banai, and ula responded that I stayed in this town called kal banai. And amalei Rava said to ula v'aksiv, but the pasuk stays v'shem aleihim achirim loisaskiru, and therefore how can you call it with the name of kal banai if that refers to avodah zarah? And amalei and ula explained hachi amar Rabbi Yechon kal avodah z'kichavim haksu b'teira mutal haskishmar, that as long as the avodah zarah was mentioned in the Torah, then it's mutal to mention its name. And Rava is v'ha hechiksiva, and where do we find the word kal banai in the Torah? And Ula explained that the pasuk says in Yeshaya karabel karis nevai, and this town called kal nevai comes from the lashon of the pasuk of nevai, which refers to an avodah zarah. And the Gemara continues and asks v'ilaksiva loy, if a name of avodah zarah is not written in the Torah, then it would be also to use that name. But Master Rav Mashasha, Rav Mashasha asks a question from the Mishnah Masechta Zavim, and the Mishnah teaches us ra achas meru b'kesholai shehi kimi gedayin l'shilai shehin shtei tefilais u'shnei sevugin harizah zav gamar, that even though in order to become a zavah gedayla, generally a man has to have three different flows of zavahs, and then he becomes a zavah gedayla, and the only way to become completely tar is by having sheva nekiyim, and also by bringing karbanais. However, if a man saw one riyah, which lasted the length of three riyahs, which is the time that it takes to travel from gadyon to shilai, which is also the calculation of someone having three riyahs, as well as being able to go into a mikvah, toivel themselves, come out of the mikvah, and also dry themselves, and that would be considered three riyahs, and it would be considered a zavah gedayla. And l'maisa, the city of Gadyon was called Gadyon based on avodah zarah, and we don't find the lashon of Gadyon anywhere in the Torah. Therefore, how could a Mishnah have mentioned this place called Gadyon? And Amravina, and Ravina answers that although we don't find the word Gadyon, but Gad Nami Michtav Kosev Dichsiv, as the Pasuk in Yesh Yeshaya states, Ha'orchem l'gad shulchan, and God refers to Avodah Zarah, and they call the city Gadyon, and it was named after Avodah Zarah, called God. And the Gemara just mentioned the pasuk in Yeshaya that stated, Karo Baal, Kuris Nevoi, and therefore the Gemara continues, Amar Nachman, Kolitz Nusa Asira, Chutz Melis Nusa Avodah Zkechon Yeshaya, that certainly it's not proper to be a late, but if you're going to make fun of Avodah Zarah, that would be Mutah. The Chsiv, as the pasuk states, Karo Baal, Kuris Nevoi, and this pasuk is making fun of two Avodah Zarahs, and the pasuk tells us that Baal, which is Avodah Zarah, it squats down to defecate, and Nevoi also splashes when it defecates. Therefore, we see that the term makes fun of Avodah Zarahs, and the pasuk in Yishai also says, Karsu Karo Yachdav, Le Yachlu Malay Masa, V'nafshem Bashvi Halacha, and Uksiv, and the pasuk in Hosea states, Dibru Le'eglois Beis Oven, Yagur Shechan Shemran, that you'll speak because of the calves of Beis Oven, those that live in Shemran will be scared. And the pasuk then states, Ki Oven Lov Amoy, Uchmarav Olav Yagilu, Al Kfoid, Ki Golim Menu, because the nation will mourn over it, and the priest will rejoice because of the glory that went away from it. Al Tikri Kfoidai, El Kfoidai, and you should not read the pasuk as if it says Kfoidai, and the pasuk is not referring to the honor and the covet of the Avodah Zarah, and instead it's referring to Kfeidai, to the burden of the Avodah Zarah, which looked like a calf. And Ayin Rashi, La Yuklu Malit Masa, Harei Shem Nekveim, La Yuklu Lizbal Vintraz, that they weren't able to hold in their excrement, and they went to the bathroom. And La Eglis Beis Oven, Ala Golem Shem Beisel, this is referring to the calves in Beisel, Yagur Shechan Shemran, Yidagu Sheikh Ne Shemran, Ye Ovel Lov Amoy, Sheyitlim Sancher Vielchloi, as Sancher took these Avodah Zarahs, they left, Uchemar of Shoy Noisin Esai, and those priests that were carrying them, all of your gilu shasmechem al kovid masa shegolimhem al kvedoi masa agvisa v'reish b'hen, is referring to weight of their stomachs and the ray that was in their stomachs. Va'afagat v'la balichayim nenu, and even though they weren't real and they weren't live, ve'in lam ray mishtoy b'kro lashon gnai, and even so, when referring to Avodah Zarah, the Torah uses the lashon gnai. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, or Rabbi Yitzchak states, my dechsev. What does it mean when the pasuk in Hosea states va'ato yisifu lachtoi? And the pasuk tells us that the Yidden in the time of Yehu, who was Melch Yisrael, they did even more averis than in the times of Yeravam and Achav. And the pasuk tells us that they did more averis, and they made Avodah Zarahs out of silver. And then the pasuk says Kesvuna Matzabim, and the pasuk shad in the pasuk is that they made shapes of idols. But the Gemara asks, "My Kesvuna Matzabim?" And Rabbi Yitzchak explains that although they had the large Avodah Zarahs, but Melami, this teaches us that each one of them made a miniature form of their Avodah Zarah, or Menicha Bekisai, and he would put it in his wallet or in his purse. And whenever they remembered it, they would take it out from holding it by their chest, and they would hug it and they would kiss it. And this pasuk in Hosea continues, Masa Harashim Kuloi Lahem Heimimrim Zevchi Adam Agolim Yishakun. And the Gemara now asks, My Zevchi Adam Agolim Yishakun. What does the pasuk mean when it says that those that shech people will kiss their calves and will kiss their animals? And the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak to be Rabbi Ami, so Rabbi Yitzchak from the house of Rabbi Ami explained, Shayim Shorsi Avodah Kichom Nesnei Neim Bali Mamin, that those that were the Meshorsim by Avodah Zarah, they would want to get money from all those people that were wealthy. And in order to do so, Marivim Esagolim, so they would starve those calves that were used as Avodah Zarah, Va'isad Musat Savim Umamidim Mitzad Avisein, and they would make pictures of the people that were very rich, and they would place those pictures on the side of the troughs where the animals would be eating. And this way, these cows associated food with these wealthy people. And then when these calves were very hungry, they would take the calves outside, and the calves would run over to these wealthy people as they recognized them. And once these chamosim saw the calves that they were running next to these wealthy people, the oimim loy, so they would say to the wealthy people, that we see that this Avodah Zarah wants you, and therefore and you should come and sacrifice yourself for this Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi says, as they went next to them and they were saying to them, give us something to eat. And these priests would say to the wealthy people, and once these people would go and be makriv themselves for the Avodah Zarah, so then their property property became hefgar, and the priest took their property. And some explain that they actually paid money in order to be paid to themselves, and the wealthy people did not actually slaughter themselves for the Avodah Zarah, and did not sacrifice themselves for the Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, that Rava says that this can't be pshat in the Pasuk, as Ha Zevchei Adam Agolim Yishakun, the Pasuk states that the person will slaughter themselves, and then the cares will kiss them, and L'chir, the Pasuk should say, Pum Fakert, Agolim Yishakun, Lizbeich Adam Yibayilei, that Agolim went close to the wealthy people in order to make sure that the people slaughter themselves, and they sacrifice themselves to Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains that what the Pasuk means, Kol Zevech is Benoy L'Avodah Zarechavim, if anyone sacrificed that child for Avodah Zarah, then they told him, Dayun Gadol Hikrav Loi, that you brought a great gift to this God, and Yavi Vishak Loi, and you can now come and kiss the eagle. And that's what the Pasuk means, what states, Zoyfchei Adam, when he slaughtered a person and he sacrificed a person, Agolim Yishakun, then they were given the opportunity to kiss the eagle. And the Gemara now continues to discuss the time frame when the Aseres HaShvatim went to Golis in order to make sure that Eretz Yisrael was inhabited. So Sancheir brought various Umayis into Eretz Yisrael, and they brought the Avodah Zarah into Eretz Yisrael as well. And let us read the Psukim in Malachim Beis in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Lamed and Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And the Pasuk states, Va'anshe Bovel also as Sukkos Benois, Va'anshe Kus also as Nagel, Va'anshe Chamos also as Ashima. And the next Pasuk continues, Va'izim also Nivchas ves Tartak, Va'safarvim Seraphim as Bineim Ba'esh, Lada Melech, Va'ana Melech, Elehe Sefarvayim. And let us see on Gemara, Amar Yudam Rav, that when the Pasuk states, Va'anshe Bovel also as Sukkos Benois, and this refers to Avodah Zarah, Umayniu, and what type of Avodah Zarah was it, Tana Gugles, it refers to a hen. And when the Pasuk states, Va'anshe Chus also as Nagel, Umayniu, Tana Gol, this also refers to Avodah Zarah, and it refers to a male hen. And the Pasuk states, Va'anshe Chamas also as Ashima, Umayniu, Ba'ach Kacha, this refers to some sort of a goat. And Va'ivim also Nivchas Vestartag, and Umayniu, Kelav Chamar, this refers to a dog and a donkey. When the Pasuk states, Vasavim, Seraphim as Bineim, Ba'esh, Ladam Melech, Vana Melech, Elohisavavim, and when the Pasuk mentions Adam Melech, Vana Melech, Umayniu, what is it referring to? Haperd Vasus, it refers to a mule and a horse. And the Gemara explains that a mule is called Adam Melech, the Adam Leglimara Betina, for a mule makes sure to give covet to its owner by carrying all its packages, and Vana Melech, and a horse is called Adam Melech, the only Leglimara Bekrava, as a horse helps its owner while it's fighting in a war. And Lemaisa, we see that people would sacrifice their children and they would burn them for an Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara tells us, Af Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Bikesh Avu Lasid Lekein, that Ochaz HaMelech also wanted to burn his son Chizkiyahu, who was eventually Melech Yehuda, and he wanted to burn him for Avodah Zarah. The only reason that Chizkiyahu survived, El Shesachta Imo Salamandra, that his mother smeared him with the blood of an animal called Salamandra, and the blood of the Salamandra was fireproof, and therefore Chizkiyahu survived. And Rashi explains, Chayik Tana Sheitzor Mitana Shar Ish Be'eres Bo'y Shevashonim V'asoch Midomo Ina Or Shoy Leboi U'v'ochaz Metzino Kosov Gam Mitzbenoi Hever Be'esh V'lein Metzino Leben El Chizkiyahu. And therefore it must be they tried to burn Chizkiyahu, and he tried to offer Chizkiyahu as a sacrifice to his Avodah Zarah. And Rashi explains that when the Gemara states Sukkos Bonis refers to a Tana Goyleis, it doesn't refer to an actual hen, but it was the form of a hen. And as Rashi states, L'dmus Tana Goyleis Hayoidim U'v'l'shenim Kerim L'tana Goyleis Sukkos Bonis. The Gemara mentioned Bachar Kacha is, it's a goat, Bachar Kari Koltzoin, Va'is Karli Kacha, Hashem She'im Leitzemel Kolkach, as a goat doesn't have as much hair as a sheep, and therefore it looks like it's bald, and that's Lashon Kareach. And the Gemara explained, Nivchas refers to a dog, as Rashi says, Kelv Neveach, as a dog barks. And the Gemara continues, Amar Yudam Rav, the Yudah stated in the name of Rav, Yodin Hayusol, Ba'vitz Chom She'im Ba'mamish, that even though Klal Yisrael certainly knew that Avodah Zarah did not have mamish, and certainly wasn't really a god, and the only reason why they served Avodah Zarah was in order to cast off the yoke of the Torah and be able to justify doing Averis, and they were over the Issa of Arayis b'fahesya. And Ayin Rashi Shah Yitzun Takvin al Arayis Amru Nifra Kol Ol Torah Malenu, and in this way Vayichir Chaysanu al Arayis al Avodah Zarechavim Le Takvin Yitzron. And the Gemara continues, Masra Mishasha, Rav Mishasha is the following question on Rav, that how can you say that Klal Yisrael did not really want to do Avodah Zarah if the Pasuk in the Yirmiyah tells us, Yizikar B'neim Mizub Chaysam V'ashireim Al Eitz Ranan Al Gav avodas hagvayis. This pasuk is referring to the love of Klal Yisrael of the avodas zaras. And Rabbi Elazar, explains that they were saying about the mizbechos for avodas zara ka'adam sheish lagaguim al benoi, that was so important to them, just like a person has gaguim and longs for his child. And therefore, you see that Klal Yisrael did love the avodas zaras. And the Gemara answers, busted out of Ikubay, that in a chenami, this was only after they started doing avodas zara, and once they got used to the avodas zara, then certainly they loved the avodas zaras. And the Gemara will now continue and bring two other questions on this member of Rav. The Gemara will answer the same teretz of busted out of Ikubay. As Tashma, we learned to the Braisa, and the Pasuk states in Pashat B'chu Kosai in the Techa, Vishmati es Bamisechem, Vichrati es Kamenechem, Vinasati es Pikrechem, Al Pigri Gulechem, Vinal Nafshi Eschem. And the Torah tells us that it will place your dead bodies on the dead bodies of your avodas zaras. And the Braisa tells us a story that is relevant to this pasuk. As Amru, they say that it was a story where Eliyahu HaTzadik came to Chazal to Puchi Rav Shir Bishlayim, that during the period which was the end of Bayis Rishayin, Eliyahu would go around and would look for those that were bloated because of hunger and that were in Yerushalayim. And Pamachas Matzatinek Shei Tapuach Mutul Ba'ashba, and one time he found a young child that he was bloated and he was in the garbage, and Amaloi and Eliyahu said to him, Me'ez Mishpacha Ata, well, what Mishpacha do you come? And Amaloi and the child responded to Eliyahu HaTzadik, Mishpacha Plenisani, and I am from this specific Mishpacha, which was a Chashva Mishpacha. And Amaloi and Eliyahu said to him, Klum Nishtayim Ma'is Mishpacha, is there anyone left from that Mishpacha? Amaloi Lav Chutz Mimeni, that the only one that's left is myself. And Amaloi, so Eliyahu said to the child, Imani Melamedcha Dov Sh'ata Chaybai, that if I will teach you something that you should live by, at Loimid, will you learn it? Amaloi Hain, and he said yes. So Amaloi Eliyahu said, and Mar B'chol Yom, that every single day you should say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that will be a schus for you to live, and you will have a moon and Hashem, and you will leave Yavodas Zaras. Amaloi and the child responded to Eliyahu HaTzadik, and we continue on the Samach Da'alam and Aleph, Has, you should be quiet, Shalei L'haskir B'Shem Hashem, and you shouldn't actually say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why he said it is Shalei Limdu Avimai, because his father and mother never taught him about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they only taught him to make sure to stay close to Avodas Zarah, and Hoitzi Yerasa Mechekai, and at that point this child took it Avodas Zarah from near his chest, Umechapko Menashka, and he hugged it and he kissed it, Ad Shinivka Kresai, until his stomach split and he died because of his hunger, V'nafli Yerasa L'aretz, and then this Avodas Zarah fell from his hands and fell onto the ground, V'nafli Hu'alea, and the child fell on top of the Avodas Zarah, L'kayim Ashinema, and this was a kiyum of the that stated in Sati Pigrechem al Pigregulechem. And once again, you see how important Avodas Zarah was to Klal Yisrael. And how could Rabbi Yehuda have taught us in the name of Rav, Yodin Hoy Yisrael, Bavidis Kechavim, Sheim Mamish, Le Avdu Avidis Kechavim, El Hatlam Arais Befahesia? Once again, the Gemara answers, Basad Aviku Bay, that in Chanami, although originally when Klal Yisrael started serving Avodas Zarah, they understood that it's Ein B'Mamish, but ultimately, once they were Dovik and Avodas Zarah, then at some point they started believing in Avodas Zarah and they became attached to it. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring another raya against the member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. As Tashma, we learned to the Braisa that the Pasuk in Nechemiah tells us that the Anshei Knesset Agdela will be Zaku B'Kol Godol El Hashem Alekechem. And the Gemara asks, my Oma, that what did they say to Hashem? And Om Rabbi Yehuda V'Itim Rabbi Yenison, that at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the Anshei Knesset Agdela were nervous that Klal Yisrael would once again serve Avodas Zarah, and therefore they called out to Hashem and they said, Baye, Baye, woe is to us, that this is the reason why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, and all those tzaddikim were killed, and Klal Yisrael went to Golus, and the Yetzirah for Avodas Zarah is still dancing amongst us, and we still have that Yetzirah. And they said to Hashem, that the only reason why you made us a Yetzirah is in order that we should fight the Yetzirah and receive reward for being able to be Geiva. We don't want the Yetzirah for Avodas Zarah, and we also don't want a Tzchar, and therefore they were able to get rid of the Yetzirah for Avodas Zarah. And once again, we see that Klal Yisrael had a major aid to her for Avodah Zarah, and therefore, Hakar Rabbi Yehuda stated the name Rav, Yoyden Ha Yisrael, Bavidis Kovim, She'im B'mamish. Once again, the Gemara answers, Basad Avikube, the Inachin Ami, originally they didn't have a major aid to her for Avodah Zarah, and really the major aid to her was for Arias. However, once they already started serving Avodah Zarah, then ultimately they became attached to it, and they couldn't get out of the clutches of the aid to her, and therefore, the Anshei Knesset Gedolei Davin, that he should get rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, and it could be that they weren't strong enough to be able to get rid of the Yetzirah for Arias, as that was actually the original Yetzirah, and it was even a stronger Yetzirah, and they weren't able to get rid of that Yetzirah, and we will stop over here.